Good morning, this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. I want to continue telling you about headline news in the Chelan Leader in 1918. Beginning in August, for sale, a general merchandise store in Manson, as the owner will be called to the Army service this fall. Stock and fixtures, about $3,500, and there's no other store in the community. That was owned by Robert Little, who became president of the bank in Chelan. Later in August, 16 women stevedores were wrestling with 132-pound bags of coffee and 100-pound weights of sugar for the same pay as male counterparts on the New York docks. There would have been 19 women, but three were fired on account of their cussing. Well, later that year, in November or October, blasting of the Chelan River Gorge to increase water flow through the powerhouse may have contributed to a great run of hunchback salmon and a few dog salmon up the river. It is thought many fish got over the dam and into the lake, and that could have led to all kinds of rumors later that year. War is over in November. The Chelan celebration began about 8 a.m. on November 11. The fire siren was left on for a couple of hours. Bells rung. Autos appeared on the streets decked out with flags. Speeches were delivered in front of the post office. At noon, all stores and businesses were closed, and the streets were filled with autos carrying young and old alike, celebrating into the evening with a street dance. Later in November, the Boyd District News announced, "It was noted that Mott Millard has been having trouble with his truck. It seems sort of balky at times." Well, that's it for 1918. But you know, in 2018, the Historical Society honored Pat Parker as Museum Volunteer of the Year, as she and her husband, Jim, completed the amazing task of photographing and archiving 69 bound volumes of Chelan, five different newspapers from 1891 through 1990. And that's the news this time. Don Lloyd, your storyteller.